What's up, Finn family? Jeremiah Hensley here for FL Teams, breaking down the halfway point of the Miami Dolphins 2023 NFL Draft. Miami Dolphins only hold 4 picks in this draft. Half of those were made on day 2, with the others coming in the 6th and 7th round. So let's go back and take a look. In round 2, out of South Carolina, corner slash nickel slash safety, Cam Smith. Didn't really see this one coming. I think a lot of the Dolphins fans, as well as myself, saw that tight end and or guard was going to be a position of need. But I applaud Miami for sticking to what they're doing here, adding the pieces that they know are going to take this team to the next level. Cam Smith is a big guy, 6'1", runs a 4'4", has a great nose for the ball. He was the Gamecocks lockdown corner. When they played Tennessee, they slotted him and just followed the field the entire time on Tennessee's top wideout, and he made plays. They didn't really throw the ball a lot his way playing against the Gamecocks. He tried to expose the other side. Look, don't know a ton about him. The last time this happened with a secondary player and people thought maybe it was a reach, his name was Javon Holland. So I'm going to give a little bit of faith in Chris Greer, thinking that he knows what's happening in the secondary. Cam Smith looks like he's a playmaker, great open field tackling ability, aggressive, big guy, fast, and he comes from a zone scheme, which is what Fangio loves to play. So you add him into an already loaded secondary with Holland, with Jones, with Xavier Howard, with Jalen Ramsey, Kader Kohu, Nick Needham coming back. Look, last year taught us you can never have enough bodies in the secondary. And also your secondary players can usually easily slot into your special teams, which we'll also touch a little bit on with the Dolphins' next pick. So all in all, Cam Smith, I think it's a great value. I applaud them for not reaching like we've done in the past for maybe offensive linemen a little higher than we should because we thought it was a need, and instead getting a game changer, a playmaker, and somebody that we can start to build the rest of this around who just slots in well to what Fangio does. Now, round 3, the Miami Dolphins get what was pretty much the consensus 3rd best running back in this draft class, Devon Achane. Devon Achane, this kid is a flat-out blazer. He was a National Track Athlete of the Year in 2020. He runs a 4.32 40. Running back, he's a smaller guy, but it fits in well again with the rotation. You've got Mostert who can take it inside, you've got Wilson who can get the short yardage, and now you've got a playmaker who can make plays in space, catches the ball really well, really a dual threat guy who also adds in that same amount of speed. So now you're looking at the possibility of the Dolphins rolling out 4 guys that run under a 4.4 in I don't know how you defend that. Mike McDaniel loves a gadget guy, somebody that he can put into positions to make plays. If anything, Miami was missing that a little bit last year when we started getting a little too much attention on Waddle and Hill, trying to find innovative ways to get them involved. Devon Achane gives you a whole nother tool to do that with. Not only that, we'll touch back to the special teams. He averaged 30 yards per kick return. That's something that we desperately need. We miss that. The Dolphins fan always gave hell to Jaheim Grant, but, he was a guy that could take one to the house. In the open field, Achane will absolutely just outrun you, but he has outstanding body control as well. He sets up blocks so he can run between the tackles. Smaller guy, so he's not going to move the pile, but that's fine. When you see the way that he can contort, the way that he sets up his blocks, he's a very smart, intelligent runner who, when he gets a seam, can take it to the house. So I think the Dolphins went out again. They added speed, a playmaker, another toy, another gadget for the offense, as well as added to our kick returning game. So if we go back on this, I think you got 2 guys who can make an immediate impact, both which should be felt automatically right away on special teams, and who knows where it can grow from there. So, if you've only got 4 picks in the draft, they say make them count. If you go again from consensus of the experts, they'll tell you the Dolphins hit on both of these with an A. I don't like the grade drafts. It's tough to do. All you can, it's all going to play out, and there's so many factors in what comes into it. Do I like the value of the picks? Absolutely. And looking forward to see how these guys slot in on Fangio's defense and how McDaniel can find a way to get Achane involved. So, hey, looking forward to another, football season for the Miami Dolphins. More gadget, more plays from the offense. Defense taking a step in a different direction. So let's see what we can do with our last 2 picks here. Add a couple more bodies. That's what we got coming from the Miami Dolphins in 2023 draft so far. fins up.